You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
No Good by Nabo from their brand new album, Feelings Inexplicable. And we've got Taranaki from Nabo on the line. How are you?
Hello, I'm all right.
Yeah, how was your, yeah, fair enough, it's early, I'm struggling. How was your Matariki weekend?
Pretty chill, yeah, it was, which is what Matariki is supposed to be like, you know, time of rest.
Yeah, I think I nailed that.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Thank you. So, how are you feeling? How are you feeling having feelings inexplicable? Oh my God, I'm struggling to say that, eh? Feelings inexplicable out in the world. Are you stoked? Are you relieved?
A little bit of both, I think. I don't know. The same thing kind of happened when I released my first album, where I was just, like, really anxious, and then it was out, and then I just kind of, I felt a bit empty, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird. I've been working on this for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I'm out of songs now, you know?
You got to do some living.
I got to live some life.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So just so your listeners know, your first album was Ruptured. That was a couple years ago. And now we've got your new one. So with this new album, you were trying to simplify your production process. Is that right? How did you like approach that? How do you simplify?
Well, I just kind of placed more restrictions on myself. Because the first album I was just learning how to produce. So I would like set myself an exercise for each song. And then for this album I was like, I feel like I know my way around Ableton now. Let's set some restrictions. So I started every song with the same instrumentation, kind of thinking like I was writing for a set band.
Yeah. Oh, that's a cool restriction.
Yeah, so it just, I just didn't want it to be so, I don't know, I just wanted there to be less for me to think about, I guess, when I was writing, and it just meant that I could write, if that makes sense. I wasn't so worried about how I was going to make a particular sound or, like, what textures I wanted to add in. I kind of, like, decided what it was going to sound like, the overall aesthetic, sonically, I guess, of the album, and then just stuck to that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's like, because sometimes it's overwhelming kind of having everything at your fingertips. Like, it's like going, you know, doing an artwork and going, I'm just using this one medium.
Yeah, exactly, because when you produce, you have, like, near infinite options.
Yeah.
Which sounds lush, but actually can be pretty paralyzing.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that for myself, and then kind of had to be, it forces a bit more creativity because you have to get around your own restrictions.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. So was it hard, like, stopping yourself from overcomplicating? Did you have to kind of give yourself a slap on the wrist?
I think for some of the tracks I was like, this is, for some of the tracks, yes. And I, like, broke my own rules. Like, that song that you just played.
Yeah, no good.
It's got this, like, awful horn synth.
Love it.
But it's just because I was making it and I was like, oh, this 12/8 beat is reminding me of, like, the early 2000s. I want some, like, bad MIDI horns in there. And I tried to, like, get around it, and I was like, nah, it needs the bad MIDI horns, so I just let myself do it, you know? And I had light restrictions for myself on how many layers of atmospheric sounds and stuff.
Yeah.
But I broke that a couple times because I was like, nah, this needs more noise or something.
That's what rules are for.
Yeah.
Breaking them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, is everything digital, or are you playing some instruments on the album?
Everything is digital. I do play some of the things into my computer, but it's all MIDI instruments. Some of it's
sick.
Some of the drums are, like, free sample loops that I've chopped up and stuff.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, pretty much everything is MIDI instruments that also are free plugins. I try to do everything that I can for free.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's mostly just, like, the same free plugins and then free sample packs that I found on the internet.
That's great. And you've done, like, everything on Feelings Inexplicable, right? Like, the writing. Oh, my. I'm not even going to try and say it again. You've done the writing. You produced it. You mixed it. You mastered it. Is there a certain area in that process that you feel, like, most at home that you kind of fall into more easily?
I think the combination of the writing and producing part is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
I put writing and producing together because a lot of it gets written as I'm making the sounds as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's probably my favorite part. Mixing can be pretty grueling.
Yes, especially, like, your own music that you've been listening to nonstop.
Exactly, and, like, your own voice.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Just, like, over and over and over and over again. Probably the editing part in mixing is my least favourite, and then the actual writing and producing is my favourite.
Yeah, do you find you have to kind of give yourself some distance, like, spend some time away from it before going into that mixing and, like, mastering process?
Yeah, I try to do as much mixing as I go, as I can, and then I'll leave the song for a while before coming back to do a final mix, and then I left the whole thing for a while before doing the mastering, so I had relatively fresh ears, I guess.
Yes, that's so you can approach it like it's almost not you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's right, I wrote 19 songs.
Yes, it's so good. So, like, where do you usually, I don't know if you have a go-to, but, like, where do you find your inspiration for, like, creating this album? Do you have something you turn to when you need a little boost of creativity?
That's that's pretty hard. I don't know. It's not like I don't have a touchstone, you know. I don't have a thing that I go back to all the time, but I do find that one thing I need, because I don't know, I tried to make this album a bit more me, less a character.
Oh yeah.
And I found that I can't really write about something until I've fully processed it, like emotionally, you know. And that's kind of what the album is about. It's like it's all things that are kind of hard to succinctly talk about for myself. But yeah, I don't know. There are lots of little things. Like I have a notes app that has like on the fly lyrics that I've written that I'll sometimes, if I'm like, oh, I'm stuck for a line over this thing, I'll like go through my notes app, or I have like chord progressions that I keep saved. You know, if I hear something, I'll try and write it down, and then if I'm like, oh, I need a chord progression for this section of the song, I'll like look through that list.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like the notes app and the memos app, unsung heroes of today's music.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, like, people have done that for yonks. Dictaphones have been around for a really long time. And notebooks, paper and pen.
Yes, literal notes.
Isn't that crazy? We used to write with our hands.
What a waste of time. So time-consuming.
But, yeah, I think it's, pretty regular for that kind of stuff. But I don't know. I have been doing music for such a long time that a lot of stuff translates to music in my head.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of what I mean when I talk about like flow, is like trying to find the quickest way for the music in my head to get into my laptop, which is why I tried to do the streamlining thing with the production process. Give myself fewer questions to ask so I can just go straight from my brain into the computer.
Yeah, like, yeah, getting rid of as many hurdles as possible.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I already know I have a bass, a synth pad, drums, and, like, an arpeggiator.
Yeah.
So, like, the music that shows up in my head kind of is already preemptively catering to that.
Yeah, like, you're already thinking using the tools that you're going to use to
lay
down, like, a track.
Exactly. It's like pretending I have a band, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what am I going to write for myself, the keys player? What am I going to write for myself?
The band that lives in your head.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. So Feelings Inexplicable, excellent album. I think you should be stoked. What's your plan now? Like, how are you celebrating? Are you going to do some shows?
I have no plans.
Give us some space.
Yeah, and like I mean it when I say I'm out of songs, you know. I really like.
Yeah.
I wrote my heart out.
Yeah. Or you can hear it.
And yeah, I went back to uni this year, and I kind of have just been hundies focusing on that. So.
Oh, congrats! That's awesome.
I'm just going to be focusing on that, I think, for a while. I don't even know if I have. I mean, I'm not going to be like final about anything, but I don't even know if I have any music left, you know.
You got to give it time. You'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll be filling your brain with information from uni, I imagine.
Yeah, and just like let myself play other people's music again for a while, you know?
Yes. Just, you got it all out. It's like you needed to get that out there and now it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, mean. And so where can people find it?
Everywhere.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Anywhere and everywhere. I mean, I always plug Bandcamp more because it's better for the musicians. And I've got it on there for, like, you can download the whole album for free if you want. It's like Name Your Price.
Oh, cool.
For the album. People should know, though, that the Name Your Price thing, if it's free, Bandcamp allocates a number of free downloads, so some people have to pay.
So only do free if you absolutely have to.
Yeah, if you need it. I mean, not absolutely have to. If you're feeling just like a little bit broke, download it for free. I don't care. Yeah. I don't actually care about the money. I just care that people who really can't afford to pay any money are able to get it. So think of the free thing on Bandcamp as like a pay it forward system.
Yes. And I mean, it's a pretty sweet deal. It's 19 songs.
Yeah. I tried to make make it as high value of a package as possible.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, it packs a punch. That is high quality, high value.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for chatting, Taranaki. It was great to talk to you.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
All good. All right. We're going to play Rocket from Nabo's new album, Feelings Inexplicable. I did it again. Feelings Inexplicable. Cheers. Have a good day, Taranaki.
You too.
That we can be is here. I would rather save this rock than rock it off or out of fear. Analysis getting so small, we're talking quarks now. Zooming in so close that there is no room for your fucks. Ow, I can't keep this up. Plastic figurines and neon dust. Nihilistic processing, all this lacking loveless lust.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.